Today is the feast day of the great Saint Bridget of Sweden, a remarkable woman who lived to be 70 years of age. She was born in 1303 and died in 1373. She was a wife and a mother. She was a visionary, a Swedish princess, a widow, a mystic, a pilgrim, a religious foundress, and an advisor to the Pope. Also the mother of a saint, Saint Catherine of Sweden. She was born into a very wealthy family. Her father was a landowner. She began to receive mystical experiences, visions, starting at the age of 7. She had visions of the Passion of Christ, visions of the crucifixion. So she would write down her mystical experiences about the Passion. She became the lady-in-waiting for the queen. She lived at the court for 2 years. She encouraged the king and queen to live holy and moral lives. She was known for her gentleness, her beautiful smile, her kind and loving ways. At the young age of 14, she married a Swedish prince, a nobleman. I don't want any of the 14-year-old girls getting any ideas here, right? They had 8 children. During their life, the oldest, Catherine, became a canonized saint. She also had some wayward children. One of them, Charles by name, was a notorious sinner throughout his entire life, caused his mother much suffering and grief and prayers. St. Bridget tried to have a good influence over her husband. He never fully reformed his life, but she was always persevering and helping him to become holy. The king eventually would give some land for her to help establish monasteries. After her husband's death, she entered religious life and founded a religious order of the Holy Savior called the Bridgetines. And it was an order that took care of the poor and the sick. So for the rest of her life, she lived a life of prayer and penance, and one of service to the poor. In the year 1350, there was the Jubilee year, and so people were making pilgrimages to Rome despite the Black Death, which was the most violent plague that was ravaging Europe. Some places in Europe, a third of Europe actually died during the Black Plague. In some cities, some towns, 50% of the population died because of the plague. She left for Rome that year, and she would spend the next 23 years of her life in Rome trying to convince the Pope at that time, who was living in Avignon, to come to Rome, and also, of course, with Catherine of Siena. Those were the two great saints that were advisors to the Pope. So she helped to reform the church in Rome, and again to bring back the papacy from Avignon, France, and helped to bring it back to Rome. She made a pilgrimage to the Holy Land in 1373, the year of her death. She was shipwrecked, and she also heard about the death of her wayward son, Charles, which took a terrible effect upon her own health. She died shortly after that.